Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have Seth Habegger with us.
Good morning, everyone.
We got the gang back together. This is going to be a fun one. We got some fun things lined up today to talk about. Want to get into a couple of Thanksgiving reports and different things about that, since Turkey Day is right around the corner.
Yes, indeed.
Melissa and I were talking about this the other day. We're finally going to get into it. Does your family have its own dialect?
Good.
I think that'll be a fun one. Got the most popular names for dogs and cats this year. Scrabble and added some words that we got to get into that.
Ooh. Wait, added words?
Yeah.
They can just do that?
Right? Yeah. That's a good thought right there.
I'm sure there's a process.
I'm sure there
is. It's got to be. I want to get into some entertainment news as well a little bit later and talk about the All the Ways to Say I Love You, the one-woman show coming up with WRCT that our own Melissa Kay is in.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Also want to talk a little Lights of Love with you, Seth, in just a moment here. But first off, how's everybody doing? Melissa, how you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
Good to hear.
I like looking out the window at the snow.
Yeah.
I know that's going to make some people very angry and frustrated, including someone I live with, but I like looking at it. I'm glad I don't have to go out in it, but I think it's pretty.
Ask me in February, and it might be a little bit of a different answer, but I'm so with you on this, Melissa. I really don't mind. It's the slush and all that stuff that I really am not a big fan of. And that usually is after it piles up after a while. This first couple of snowfalls we get and everything, this is part of what's beautiful about living in the Midwest.
Yeah, the roads are not fun, you know, obviously, when travel is treacherous, it is no fun, but it's pretty.
I was going to say, for those of you who get to stay at home and broadcast from Abbotsford, not to name any names, it is probably nice,
Shush. I'll be driving there later today.
That's true. You will be.
We're looking forward to why you will be, and we'll be talking more about that in a little bit, but I'm happy to hear it. Great way to start the show, Mel. Nicely done. Seth, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
A little salty about having to go out in the snow there, Seth.
It starts this time every year.
Picked up the salt from the roads. That's where it got them salty. That's
my salt.
Seth is going to be a little bit busier today.
Yeah.
You, of course, are going to be emceeing the 21st Annual Lights of Love Tree Lighting Ceremony that is going to be going on tonight with our friends over at Aspire Serviu Hospital. Love that they do this every year. I think the Aspire Serviu Foundation's Annual Lights of Love fundraiser is certainly that. It is a fundraiser, and at the same time, it's such a great, wonderful way to remember somebody you love and that you're going to miss.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Or that you do miss.
And it's going to be, this is where they've officially light the tree. We're going to be broadcasting there on WFHR from 4 to 6. Okay. So from about 4 to 5:30, I'll be doing interviews with the people from the Riverview Foundation. We'll be talking with the tree team that decorates the team, Wisco Tree Team. They're a lot of fun to talk to as well, and they prepared, of course, the tree to get it ready with their cranes and everything. And then at about 5:30, we've got a half-hour program. They're going to do the dedication. We're going to hear some music. There's going to be some famous, or well, I don't know if they're locally famous singers that are going to be performing for there as well. And we will be carrying all of that right on WFHR right here. So tune in from 4 to 6.
Now, did that change? Was it always 4 to 6?
Yeah, the broadcast was, yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, but the program itself is just the half hour, 5:30
gotcha,
to 6.
Gotcha.
So if that's what you're really interested in, is just the program, tune in at 5:30. Of course, tune in before that. We'd love to have you join
please
us.
Please do.
And of course, if the weather, however the weather is, if it's too cold for you, you don't want to gather around the tree, just come in and park, turn on your radio. You can still watch the tree lighting and listen from the comfort and warmth of your car. So you can do that as well.
This is a community tradition that's gone on since 2001. The Lights of Love celebration is brought out throughout the purchase of lights in the memory or honor of those that you love. And all the proceeds are used to the Aspire Serviu Foundation to support initiatives focused on our community's greatest health needs, including substance abuse, behavioral health, food systems, and cancer. For just $3 each, anyone can purchase a light of love. I encourage you to go to aspirus.org to be able to find out more on how to do that. Mm-hmm. You can always give them them a call as well at 715-421-7488, 421-7488. And it's not only a great way to invest in your community, put things into, with, you know, help the hospital there, but maybe even helping yourself heal a little bit. Mm-hmm. I know a number of people that are doing that this year.
Indeed.
So
it's really awesome that you're doing that, Seth. And you do have to admit that the beautiful snow is going to make the ceremony so much nicer to see.
You're just being difficult this morning. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Dress warm, everybody, if you're coming.
Right.
Because there can be a wind that comes off the river that's pretty wicked. So, as James knows from last year.
Oh, my God, yeah. That event last year was my final straw to get me to buy a heated jacket.
Yep.
Like, it was like, no, I'm never looking like a fool like that. I felt like a fool out there just because I was dressed warm.
But I just
was not prepared for that wind, which is ridiculous considering my background and where I'm from. Like, of all people that should be prepared for wind, it should be me. I did want to start getting into one thing real quick with everybody, and I can do this because I've got such an awesome team around me, and I can talk about things like this, and it wasn't always the case, and I wasn't going to do it because I don't like, you know, starting off on a grumpy note or anything like that, but I also have an opportunity in this position to be able to do things at certain times, and I cannot look my kids in the eyes or my own self if I don't do that. I've mentioned before the anti-Semitism, some of the things that I've dealt with, in my years in radio here, it's increased a little bit with the election season, which it did the last election season and the one before that. So I was kind of saw that coming. It kind of dies off once the election ends and you get little bits here and there. I don't go on social media that much, in part because I don't have a lot of interest in it, but also this is usually where I get a lot of this stuff. I jump on Facebook for 5 seconds, and as soon as I'm on there, I get a message from somebody that is not something I'm really interested in reading.
Right, exactly.
But sometimes, because there is nothing to take lightly about any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. All it does is divide us. And if you think that it doesn't affect you, if they get their way, these people that are, anti-Semitic, racist, sexist, all this stuff, they will come for you one day.
Yep.
There is no end to their... They're only going to be happy with their own self. And even if you look exactly like them, you're not going to fit the bill.
They're going to find something wrong.
Find something. Right. Your eyes are a different color than mine.
Yeah.
You make less money than I do, whatever it
is. Your nose is bigger.
Yep.
It really isn't. The majority of the time, if not the whole time, it's really not about us. It's really not about that.
No, it's not.
So once you understand that, a lot of this stuff, I think, can it doesn't hit as hard. And especially when you've been dealing with it literally your whole life. One of my earliest memories is dealing with anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
But I get a guy yesterday, jump on real quick, and I'm just about to jump off, and a guy messages me, "You should go back to Israel." Now, he spelled Israel just like that. He spelled it very horribly, which I think is noteworthy because there is spell check nowadays and everything.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be rude, at least be grammatically correct.
Yeah, right.
It was very specific about the "you" part. I've been told, go back to where you come from or go back to this place or whatever, never so specifically as "you should." And maybe it was that I read it and I didn't. And maybe it's because I'm becoming more and more numb to these things, which is a little disturbing for myself and I think in general. But my instant response was, I just typed back, "Man, I've never even been to Canada. Like, you want me to go all the way over to the Middle East? I've never even been. Let me check out the rest of the world a little bit here first. I've never even traveled. I've never been out of the country." I thought it was a little rude, I mean, at least let me pop around a little bit here and everything. Strangely, no response. No,
really? Wow.
They do not know how to handle sarcasm. You have to take them seriously, and you have to get as bent out of shape as they do. And if
you don't,
they immediately start losing steam.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this for anybody out there with any kind of bigotry you deal with, ageism, sexism, racism, any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this is the only counter, and I'm not saying it's the one that always comes to mind. Usually anger is one of the first things that pops up. I can relate to that. But sarcasm, I'm telling you, man, like it's a good one. They just don't know how to handle that. They can't joke back and forth because then you don't take them seriously, and that angers them even more.
Exactly.
How dare I not
right out of their sails?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not saying again that this is the perfect. Oh, this is going to cure all of this,
no.
Or anything like that. But it is a good counter. I'll tell you that much. It seems to work pretty good for me.
They're looking for a response. That's the whole reason they do it.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, why would you go on social media just to, you know, throw verbal bombs?
To troll somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
ridiculous. They're looking for a response to get into some kind of silly argument about whatever. Who knows, you know? But you're right. If you diffuse the situation, then you wrecked their whole purpose for doing it.
Do you think they would have that in person? No.
Probably not. No.
No. No. No. No. Honestly, I don't think I've had more than 3 or 4 times here in Wisconsin somebody say something to my face.
Mm-hmm.
And that was mostly when I was in school and stuff. I would say it's more when I'm in the city, like in Chicago or something, that anything happens face to face. And that is usually that could be a lot much more like layered bag. Say they're a Cubs fan and I'm wearing my Sox jersey. Like, even though they say something anti-Semitic, it has a deeper meaning. Like, sports fans are weird.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm not saying that it's right or anything like that either. But it does. The conversation got me spiraling into another conversation with some students and some other things that I got thinking about. Where we get into this. We're in this world of whataboutism, and this. It's a tool that kind of gets us away from the subject. Take the Kyrie Irving situation. Right now, he is being kind of, I don't want to say blackballed, but it's getting close to that for him because of the anti-Semitic things that he had promoted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he has come out and apologized for it. The owner of the Brooklyn Nets, the team that Kyrie plays for, has said that he hasn't done enough. And he's not prepared for him to go back and everything.
Wow.
Well, what happens is that gentleman works with and has partnerships with China. And China, obviously, with the Uyghur situation and plenty of other things, human rights issues. I mean, there's a billion of them over there of human rights issues. So it becomes, oh, yeah, but what about you? Your hands aren't clean. You're not innocent. How about you? And then the next person, what about this? What about that? And we get out further and further away from the point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to say that those things don't deserve their own discussions,
mm-hmm.
but I feel we need to get better about keeping these things to the subject matter.
Right.
And focusing on the task at hand.
Right.
I can be pretty bad about this. It's actually one of my interview skills is kind of tree branch thinking, just going from this to this to this to the follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
I get some of that. I'm not saying it's not a fair question. You know, hey, what about you? Your hands aren't clean. I think that's a fair question, but it does lead us down the path of, well, we're getting further and further away from, hey, this all started with anti-Semitism, and now we're talking about this and this.
Yeah.
And, it just happens all the time. And I notice it happening more with anti-Semitism than anything else. Maybe sexism number two, but it sure is those one and two things there that mm-hmm. that happens with.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that there's a cure to this or that there's a perfect way to get around this or anything, but I do hope that people can keep the focus when needed to be.
Yeah. Keep the conversation on track.
Yeah, because it's important. These conversations are only going to help us get closer and closer to a better world.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a bad discussion, a good discussion, whatever it is, it's better getting it out there than keeping it in.
Mm-hmm.
If you are truly struggling and dealing with all these thoughts and everything,
I think.
I'm not a psychologist. I don't pretend to have all the answers or anything like that. But it is something that I've been noticing more and more, and it's such a political game. It's such it's one of the lamest things that we see politicians do, and that is saying something. I have no real legitimate answer to this question, so I'm just going to flip it on you. I can't defend myself, so I'm just going to flip it on you.
The pivot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we get further and further away from the actual question that was asked.
That's right.
I think we need to just be diligent about that as a society,
mm-hmm.
and keep our focus in that.
Yes.
I wanted to touch on this from the American Farm Bureau Federation that just put out its annual Thanksgiving report.
Oh.
The average dinner for 10 will cost about $64 this year. Cost $64 this year, up to 20%. That's $6.41 per person. A year ago, it was $5.33 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And it varies around the country. In the South, it's $5.84. In the Northeast, $6.40. Here in the Midwest, $6.42. And out West, it's $7.14.
Wow.
To keep things consistent, they haven't changed their list of typical Thanksgiving foods since their first report back in 1986 when it was $2.87.
Ooh.
The biggest.
Do they have the list of food?
Yeah. The biggest price jump this year is for stuffing. That's up 69% based on the average. Here's where everything in their typical Thanksgiving feast costs. A 16-pound turkey, $28.96. Okay. Stuffing, $3.88.
Wow.
Cranberry sauce, $2.57. Sweet potatoes, $3.96. Dinner rolls, $3.73. Peas, $1.90. Carrots and celery, 88 cents. Pumpkin pie mix, $4.28. Two pie crusts, $3.68. And a half pint of whipped cream, $2.24. Gallon of milk, $3.84. That feels like the worst, like in the 12 days of Christmas. Seems like the worst version of that ever. Like,
but now I want to do that.
They've also done an updated version with three more foods a lot of us include now, like added mashed potatoes, green beans, and ham. It jumps to about $8 more with all of those.
I can't believe the original didn't have mashed potatoes.
Right?
That was a little surprising. I was waiting for the potatoes to come up there.
Because there was just, for carbs, there was just stuffing. I mean, I guess peas are
and sweet potatoes, too. Yeah.
And sweet. Oh, yeah, there sweet potatoes.
Which apparently, well, and although peas, I'm like, wow, who does peas for, I've never seen that before. Maybe it's elsewhere in the country.
My mom used to for fancy meals serve peas.
Yes.
As a vegetable. I don't know.
Definitely something to be aware of. You know, we're going to get into in a little bit after our National Day of Calendar. We've got our Google's Thanksgiving report covering everything from pie to parades. We'll see if we can get into a little more of the weeds in that one. But honestly, none of this really is that surprising to me.
No.
But it's also, I don't know, just one of those things. If you can make stuff at home, I think it's a good day, a good reminder of that. Like, I know a lot of people make their own stuffing. A lot of people make their own pie crusts, things like that.
I made buns this week, guys, and they turned out
nice.
I love homemade breads. Those, especially when they turn out, you feel so accomplished.
I did. I was so proud of myself.
Good on you. Nicely done. Like, that's cool. Good on you.
I was surprised in that list how expensive pie filling was. The pumpkin pie filling? Wow.
Yeah.
That's really up there.
You need to get on that, Seth, Mr. Pie Council.
Why is it so expensive?
You could practically get a whole pumpkin for that price.
Right? I know. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a homemade pumpkin pie. I got to try that. That sounds really good, actually.
You mean not from a can?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean from an actual pumpkin? Oh,
right. Yeah.
That's a little more labor intensive. Yeah,
that's absolutely. A lot more work. Yeah. But it's probably worth it.
See, I'd like to try it at least. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We will have some more fun and get into some more conversation with our National Day of Calendar coming up here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. It is time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar. Let's go ahead and take a look at this November 17th and what's unique about today.
Mm-hmm.
It is a, let's see here, it is World Philosophy Day. World Philosophy Day.
Let's philosophize.
Yes, yes, let us.
Stand-up philosophy.
It's a good one. You know, whether you're looking into great philosophers in history or you just, you know, feel, you know, looking into
things
yourself.
Deep thoughts.
Yes, yes. It is also International Happy Goose Day. I don't know if this is a special one out Europe or... Do you like trying new drinks? Have you ever thought, well, that sounds interesting. What is it? Would you like something that will liven up your taste buds from somewhere other than the local bar or pub?
Okay.
Then Goose is just for you, different from every region in Germany and made to an uproar when it was made due to the law pertaining to how it was supposed to be made by standards of German brewing.
Which are very strict, by the way.
Yeah. They don't mess around.
No, they don't.
Yes, it is a beer, but not your average beer from your local market. Give it a try and see if it suits you.
I don't think I've ever
In German, they pronounce that Goza.
Goza.
Thank you. Goza. That makes more sense.
My German's a little rusty. Thanks.
What made this beer so interesting was that it spontaneously fermented without the addition of yeast.
Oh, whoa. That's why the brewers were upset. That would make sense.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Because you need to have yeast to make it.
Yeah, right.
To make beer.
Yeah.
No,
it's not real. It's not real beer.
Yeah.
National Baklava Day.
Ooh, baklava.
Do you like honey? What about fruits and nuts? If they were all cooked together in a flaky pastry, would you be at all? Would you be interested?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would be.
Yeah, that is really good. That is really good.
That's funny. That's kind of the ingredients for fruitcake, yet it's not nearly as beloved as baklava.
No.
Well, no. It's the way they make baklava it. Baklava is flaky.
Yeah.
Not a dense brick.
Yeah.
And I also like the stocking cap called the baklava that covers your whole head and just has a flap.
Right, you know,
so your eyes stick out and then you can fold the flap down that comes over your mouth. I've made a couple of them and they're really nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Baklava finds its origins in ancient history, being frequently found in references from starting in the 8th century BC.
Mm.
That's kind of cool.
Wow, that's really old.
I did not realize that.
Mm-hmm. And it's a fun word to say, baklava.
It is a very fun word to say, yes.
Baklava.
Use less stuff day. Use less stuff day.
Oh, that's a good one.
It seems like every day that passes results in an accumulating more and more useless deteriorants in our lives. The newest tech toys, the newest kitchen gadgets, the newest whatever, all got to be in our hands and there for us to use. Worse, we tend to use a lot of disposable containers and paper towels and stuff like that and just waste. All this adds up on the environment and the world we live in. And Use Less Stuff Day encourages us to take a critical look at these behaviors and do what we can to cut back.
Mm, that's a good one.
Yes.
And as someone who moves around somewhat frequently, James, I know you're used to this. Melissa, you just moved. Because then you have to move all that stuff someday.
Right.
And that's awful. So think about that, too. Someday you're going to have to move.
my daughter and her fiance, they just buy this new home, and they moved in last month. We came by, like, literally the very next day and stuff and checked it out. It was really nice, and they were joking about how big it is. And they, you know, coming from an apartment, they don't have a whole lot of stuff.
Right.
I went there this weekend, and it's almost already, like, you know, not to say it's, like, full to the brim or something like that.
Right?
It's already started.
To find stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It just happens. That's one of those things that, I mean, I don't begrudge people, but I think that it's...
No.
I certainly think that when it comes to a lot of the waste that we have, that is something to keep in mind.
Reassessment is good.
I've always thought every time I bring something home, I'm like, if I bring a new thing into the house, I probably should be getting rid of something.
That's not a bad idea.
Because otherwise, you just get more and more and more and more and more.
Yep.
My son is a minimalist, and I've tried to learn more about that because never really heard much about it and didn't know much. But that sounds very similar to what I've read about that, Melissa.
Wow.
One of the things, if you are bringing something new into the home, you take something out. Wow. I believe our friend Deb from the theater does that.
Yes. She is. A minimalist.
Yeah. And I always thought that was really interesting.
That's really cool.
Deb's amazing anyway, but yes, just talking to her is fun. But I always thought that was pretty interesting, too. Social Enterprise Day.
Social Enterprise Day.
Social Enterprise Day. What exactly is a social enterprise? Well, it's an organization that works to improve the lives of people and the environment, utilizing strategies reserved for commercial endeavors.
Hmm. Well, interesting. Okay.
There are plenty of good ones out there and something to look a little more into.
Yes.
World Prematurity Day.
Aww.
This is a good one. World Prematurity Day calls attention to the special issues facing infants born prematurely, celebrates the development and growth of older babies and children who were born prematurely, and is a great day to support members of our community who work with newborns or premature infants or our parents adjusting with a premature born infant.
Yes.
A full-term pregnancy lasts between 37 and 42 weeks, and prematurity describes when a baby is born earlier than 37 weeks, or otherwise known in our house, when babies come. both my sister and I, very premature. I obviously thank my mom for everything, you know, bringing us into this world and all that, but especially when it comes to that, because that part is already a struggle, and God, I can't imagine what it puts on a person's heart, a parent's heart. But then then you have to go home. And your baby's still at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, like, instinctually, everything in our bodies and our human, creation tells us that's not what's supposed to happen.
Right.
That shouldn't be. My earliest memory is going to see my sister in an incubator.
Yep.
And asking my mom and dad why she couldn't come home because I wanted to play with her.
Of course.
and And blame her for things.
That's why you have siblings, right?
Didn't end up working. Big blue eyes that she had. Like, nobody ever believed Jillie did a thing wrong in her life. Like, never worked.
Not that you're bitter about
it. Even when
anything.
She did things wrong. See, no,
no,
you're right.
He's not at bitter. All bitter.
No, no. I haven't hung on to this for years. I haven't. really is. It does speak to, because those things I think are noteworthy, it does also speak to how far we have come in the medical world.
Oh, my gosh.
Where when we look at the early days of childbirth, the early days of our country or any country, really, and wet nurses and some of this, and how common it was to lose women during childbirth.
Right.
And now we have premature babies born every day. Mm-hmm. And we look at it as this kind of thing. It's just science. Just, you know, the healthcare system. Blah blah blah. No, it's a miracle. It's still a miracle. Just because it happens a lot doesn't mean it's not a miracle.
That's a good
it's
point.
It's still a damn miracle, man.
Yeah.
And it's incredible that it goes on. And a big shout out to all of our local hospitals, our Wood County Health Department, everybody that works in this field and helping these young babies, you know, live, breathe, all of those things.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Thanks a lot.
I didn't mean to do that.
No, that's great.
I'm not sure how to feel about this one. National Unfriend Day. National Unfriend Day.
I signed up for this, guys, so sorry you're out.
Yeah, kind of. I'm a little surprised it took this long, Mel. I'm a little surprised.
I was waiting for the day.
Just waiting for this day.
Is that taking minimalism too far? Okay, I can only have so many friends.
Some people do that.
True.
That's true.
Ever scrolled through your Facebook and realized you don't recognize half the names popping up on your news feed?
Oh, this is Facebook. Sorry, guys. I take it back.
Friendless at 1,000 people and counting is your wall clutter with posts you don't care about from people you don't remember. Are you sick and tired of all the TV show spoilers, selfies and things like that? Well, this is a day to kind of clean out your friends list, I guess. I thought it was going to be one of those ones where, because I think this political thing, you think that political thing, therefore we can't be friends. Like, that I don't like.
That's ridiculous.
I agree that, sometimes it comes to that, but, I don't think people should live in bubbles.
No.
That's not what they're doing here. They're just talking about cleaning out, though. Yeah, you haven't talked to this person in 20 years.
Why I've never had this problem. Because I know on Facebook, so there you go.
Well, there you go. You know who founded this day? Jimmy Kimmel. In 2014, to combat the growing trend of social media profiles collecting friends like Pokemon cards.
Oh, what?
Is that kind of ironic, considering he's dealing with the whole Twitter thing right now? Have you guys heard about that?
No.
Because Twitter is the Wild West right now.
Yes,
there is no,
oh, yes.
There is no really... when we talk about things, everything starts at the top. Like, what's happening to Twitter right now is a perfect example of that.
Very good.
I don't believe we have many examples in human history of somebody buying something that's worth $504 million and spending billions on something and now talking bankruptcy within months, like talking bankruptcy. Basically, there's no, that check mark, while it was silly, it told you, okay, if Adam Schefter reports that, this is from the real Adam Schefter, this is an actual sports report, okay, I can trust this. There are people all over the internet saying RIP Jimmy Fallon. And there's a lot of people out there that thought he passed away.
Oh, no.
Jimmy Fallon went on Twitter to ask Elon Musk, like literally tweeted at Elon Musk, please do something about this. I've got tons and tons of people calling me and bothering me about it.
Oh, no.
I don't know. It's also, this is kind of funny, National Homemade Bread Day.
Oh, perfect.
Hey.
You've already celebrated, Melissa.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I jumped on this one early.
That's a good one. It is one of those things that I encourage people, keep trying. No matter how many times you fail, it is so worth it.
Oh,
it took me a long time to get. And I've only actually baked one loaf of bread in my life. But it took so long, and I'm so proud of it. And it was so
He still has it.
It was, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sitting on
it. It's a shrine.
I like that better, a shrine.
My loaf of bread.
I've got the flour bag right
next
right
to
there.
It. Awesome.
Homemade bread, there's nothing like it.
No, and it's honestly just very basic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it is an accomplishment when you're able to pull it off.
That's right.
National Take a Hike Day.
Take a hike.
Hey, take a hike, why don't you? Good day for...
Seems a little...
Yeah, it was a
rude.
Little. Yeah, we're just trying to be encouraging.
We want you to get exercise. Go take a hike.
a little rough weather for it, maybe for some.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
it's a little slippery. I don't think I'd want to do too long of a hike today.
I am a fan of a good hike, though. I do enjoy doing that.
As long as it's not a long walk off a short pier.
International Students Day wraps up our National Day of Calendar. Students are the future. These are the people and the minds that are going to take our country forward. No matter their background or their field or study, we should always celebrate those who want to further their knowledge, with a lot of students going to great lengths to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me think about the most recent election we had and how, if you needed a better example of that youngest generation that's able to vote, able to go, sign up for military service, all these different things, they are not waiting to take over. They're just going to do it. they're just going to go ahead and look. If you guys are not going to do something, we are.
Mm-hmm.
I admire that. I think that is really cool. I also think that you can't just say, okay, well, this individual, it starts with them. That person did this. A teacher, a parent, somebody was in their life that supported them, empowered them, made them feel more confident to help them get to this stage where they are doing some of the things they're doing, like the young gentleman in Orlando who's 25 and he's,
that's right,
the youngest, first Gen Zer and stuff elected and all that.
Yep.
Like people like that are all over the world right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And also to do a little focus on international students, it's not an easy thing to do. Go to a foreign country and to go to school there.
At that age.
It can be rough. It can be a little tough. So I give them lots of credit for being brave enough to do that.
Yeah, I don't have any comp to that.
No, I
could not relate to that. Like I said in the previous, CC, the monologue earlier, I've never been out of the country.
That's right. Yep.
I do admire that. Melissa, with your previous, school experience and everything, working in administration, did you have foreign exchange students at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. we absolutely did. We usually had between 2 to 6 every year. It just depended on how many applied and if they could get host families because, they obviously have to stay with a family when they are in country.
Yeah, I imagine I know from having from Morning Magazine and having different people on talking about that, that there's a lot of paperwork and a lot of that goes on.
Yep.
Is there a lot on the school end of things, Melissa, that you guys have to do or differently?
It's usually done through another organization.
Yeah, so AFS is a big one. Yeah.
Right, okay. They work with an organization, and then that person, kind of their sponsor, helps find them a family and works with the school, gets them into the counselor's office to get them enrolled in classes and things of that nature. I think for college level, it's a little different.
Yeah, that is that they're more independent then in that case.
Interesting.
Right, I just you just reminded me, Melissa. I can't believe I'd forgotten this. My family hosted a student for a year.
Oh,
really?
From Australia. Yes,
a whole year.
A whole year. We did a whole year. Mandy Moss was her name. Oh. She was great. Amanda Jane Moss, and she was like, I was in 7th grade, though, so I got getting another older sister. I hated it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the time, I hated it. Now I look back very fondly on it because it was actually was really great. So, yeah.
That's a great name, too.
Yes.
Mandy Moss. That's a good name.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun. Google's Thanksgiving report covers everything from pie to parades, and we're going to dive into that and cut off a slice when we come back here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. I broke the window again.
Oh, wow.
Night at the Roxbury. It's just a silly movie with a silly line. But anytime I hear techno, like 90s techno, I immediately think of that scene in that movie.
Well, for those of us that haven't seen it.
Right, yes. They bop their head at the same time, Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan.
Yes.
They smack. They're in the car driving, and they're both bopping their heads, and Kattan smacks his head against the window and breaks it. He looks at Will sheepishly. I broke the window again. So bad. We got a good one here. This Thanksgiving report covering everything from pie to parades. Google released its annual Thanksgiving report on everything from football to the top how-to questions we've been Googling. And they came at it from a lot of angles this year, so let's jump right in. Number one, the top Thanksgiving-related search has been for Thanksgiving sides.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
And second is Thanksgiving movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'll be darned.
The top sides are stuffing, or we're searching for at least, are stuffing, mashed potatoes, and green bean casserole.
Okay.
Now, no list here about Thanksgiving movies, but so I thought I'd just throw that into my search bar, Thanksgiving movies.
Yep.
And I see Friendsgiving, Turkey Hollow, The Turkey Bowl, Free Birds, The Oath, The Blind Side. What the?
Hey, man. Football. It's a football thing, I guess.
Son-in-Law, like the old Pauly Shore movie, Son-in-Law. Tower Heist. Now they got Christmas movies in here. Miracle at 34th Street. Home for the Home for the Holidays is actually a sneaky great movie. That is actually that one. The Addams Family. Come on now. Wait a minute.
Men in Red. Do they have Thanksgiving in that one?
I don't even remember.
There's family in it.
Yeah,
that must be it. Wow.
The togetherness.
Yeah, I see. the movie Home for the Holidays is from 1995. And it was one of the early movies that Jodie Foster directed. That's why I know it so well, because I'm obsessed with Jodie. Not I shouldn't say that. I'm really big fan of hers.
Wow.
Whoa.
Reel it back, buddy.
Holly Hunter, Anne Bancroft, Robert Downey Jr., a ton of great actors in this one. I'm a huge Holly Hunter fan, too.
Yeah, so, she's great.
She really does a great job with this one. If you're looking for a good Thanksgiving movie, that one actually does have to do with the family coming together for Thanksgiving. And it's a good one. I'm kind of angry right now, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
I'm seeing all these. I type in Thanksgiving movies, and nowhere in Google do I see Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. The greatest Thanksgiving movie of all time. Like, you can't, like, there's no topping that one. I don't know how you can come at me with any Thanksgiving movie you want. This. No. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, best Thanksgiving movie ever.
Yes.
Ever.
I concur.
Period.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you.
You're welcome.
John Candy and Steve Martin. That's all I got to say.
That's great casting right there, yeah.
Let alone John Candy in a little cheap devil costume. that barely fit him.
Oh, man.
It gets me every time. the top turkey cooking techniques we're reading up on. How to smoke a turkey, how to deep fry them is also a popular search right now. The top how-to questions overall include how to make stuffing, how to cook a turkey, and how to catch a turkey. Huh.
What?
Catch a turkey.
How to catch a turkey. I'm hoping they mean like a wild turkey, not go to someone's turkey farm and like pinch a turkey.
You know, I could see it with some of my fellow city people, though, doing something like that. Like, we want to live in the wild a little bit, so they go to a farm and try to, like, actually
grab
catch
a turkey.
One of
the,
hey, what are you doing on my farm? What are you? Nothing. the top pies we're Googling are pumpkin, apple, pecan, sweet potato, and cranberry. Pumpkin is first in 28 states, and apple is in 22.
All right. Yeah,
I don't know if I've ever had a cranberry pie by itself.
By itself, that would be interesting. Let's just put it that way. With other things, I can see that. But
With other fruits.
Laura
did send me ingredient for a cranberry tart that looked amazing.
Cranberry tart, cranberries, and any kind of like sour type fruit, and a tart or like a crisp.
Yes,
I'm there. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yes. Yeah.
So there. Just looking at the most searched pie types ahead of Thanksgiving, this is kind of interesting. Apple was the number one searched here in Wisconsin, but the most popular pie in Wisconsin is pumpkin pie. So kind of
maybe that's changing.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a shift going on. We don't know about
Trendy drinks this year, hot butter rum, apple cider mojitos, pumpkin martinis, pumpkin pie pudding shots, and cranberry sangria.
Pumpkin martinis?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, that just sounds wrong.
I love pumpkin, but I don't know about that one. We'll take a break right here. Did you have something, Melissa? I didn't want to cut you off.
Okay. I was just laughing because there was no pumpkin spice latte on that list. So I thought that was great.
That is funny. I didn't think of that. Yeah,
maybe it's rain is over. Maybe that we're starting the other side of that.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and wrap up the rest of this list and have some more fun on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We are going through Google's top bit of information that came from Google's like kind of annual surveys of Thanksgiving and everything, and going over a couple of these. Eight states have been Googling Thanksgiving parade more than Thanksgiving football. Montana, Michigan, West Virginia, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Virginia.
Wow, that's an interesting mix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So I was just going to look at Wisconsin real quick. Yep, Thanksgiving football. But and if you look at the map, it really is like it just overwhelming. How many?
Yes,
people
I love the little, and they use green and purple, which is kind of funny. But I like that.
I find it very interesting too, just because most of the people that care about that probably know who's already playing or what channel to go to and that kind of thing. It is a little confusing nowadays with streaming services and everything. Where to find the games, though? I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So because it's on a Thursday, does that mean it's like, is it Amazon or do one of the networks have it?
I have not heard. I got to look into that though, because I'm kind of curious about. They got it. You would think Amazon has one of those games.
You'd think
I'm
they
not
would.
Sure, but you got to wonder.
Well, could they play like what 46 games on Thanksgiving now?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You're so right. Well, that's such a good line. And finally, the type of stuffing each state is googling more than other states, or dressing as it's called in the South. There are too many to list them all, but you can take a look at their list, and they have that posted on their website. But again, looking at Wisconsin, we're googling turkey stuffing the most.
Turkey stuffing, very
turkey
specific.
Stuffing.
Yes.
In Illinois, they're researching sage dressing.
Sage dressing, yes.
I have not heard of that.
Yes. That's just kind of a goes with anything kind of stuffing.
It's a common ingredient in stuffing, herb-wise.
Yeah, sage is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Kansas and Kentucky are over-searching oyster dressing.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most horrifying sentences I think I've ever heard in my life.
Oyster dressing.
Oyster dressing.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know what that is.
I do. Melissa, get on that.
Yeah. I am
sure. I actually used oyster sauce in the meal I made last night, and it was delicious.
Mm. What's weird about that, though, is that it's Kansas.
Yeah.
Which is nowhere near
any
ocean. Like the ocean where you get oysters from. So, hey, okay.
Montana is the only state, one of the only states searching for Italian stuffing. That's interesting.
Montana? Montana's kind of weird for Thanksgiving. I like that. They're a little different. Go for you. Good for you, Montana.
North Dakota. I don't know what that was. Keto cauliflower stuffing.
Cauliflower.
Oh, keto.
Keto, thank you, keto. Keto.
In North Dakota?
Yeah, right? That's what I thought.
Really?
Was weird.
That's weird.
And California, where you might expect some of these things, turkey stuffing.
Just regular, plain old turkey stuffing.
Interesting. Let's see here. Cornbread dressing dominates in the South in a few states where it's called cornbread stuffing instead. Also, turkey stuffing and sausage stuffing are big in a lot of states.
Sounds good to me.
Stuffing with Greek yogurt in Utah.
Okay.
And Nevada doing things right over there. Stuffing wrapped in bacon.
Oh, Nevada. They just don't do anything halfway, do they?
No. Nope.
They got to go all in.
It's always better with bacon.
That's true.
Hawaii has jalapeno cheese stuffing. Okay.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Oh, I want to try that now.
Oklahoma red jello stuffing.
Huh?
What? No. No.
And Kentucky soul food stuffing.
And that sounds good.
That does sound really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anytime something has the word soul food in it, and you know how picky I am, you guys. If somebody's saying soul food, I'm eating. And that's me doing that. Mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. Last I checked, let me double just Google real quick. Yep, I am the most picky eater in the world.
You are. My gosh.
I got somebody nipping at my heels on this one, but I think I'm still in the lead on that. I should not be proud of that. That is not a good thing. That is not a good thing. Good things happening though today, because next hour Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and you notice we may have been missing something yesterday. Our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Well, Phil Hartley and our friends at Quality Plus Printing are going to join us today with our Wicked Awesome Word of Thursday.
Oh, cool.
Hey.
That'll be fun. That'll be a fun way to do this and stuff. We really appreciate, of course, everything Quality Plus Printing does in our community and here and stuff. Yesterday is the United Way's Radiothon.
Right.
And I think it's pretty understanding that they get the day. They only do it once a year. And we get Misty's in there and we take care of those contractual obligations and stuff. Something like talking with Phil, Phil joins us and he's not in and out. He's going to talk for a while.
Yeah, right.
So it kind of want to give each its own time.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it would be taking away from both of those segments if we had him on yesterday.
Right.
Just seems to make a lot more sense to give him his own time. He is paying for it, so give it to him today.
Makes sense to me.
And we're looking forward to that. Phil always comes up with a great one. We always have good banter with Phil. Looking forward to doing that in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, good stories of the day, then right stories. Keep on listening. Also, sometime between now and 10, we're going to play some turkey trivia, everybody.
We've only got a couple of questions left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today and tomorrow.
Winding down.
Yeah.
And we've been able to grab a qualifier every day. A big shout out to the best listeners in radio. Thank you so much, everybody, for playing along. If you have not qualified, be listening. You're going to get a chance to sometime between now and 10. We'll also talk about the Green Bay giveaway. Seth, you want to touch on that a little bit?
I can talk about that now. The New Year's Day Green Bean giveaway?
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving. Man, I got food on the
mind. Hey, I'd be there for that.
Yeah. New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway. That is coming up here. It's going on right now, everybody. Go to our different Dropbox locations. Mm-hmm. Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. Go get your name in there. One registration per person per location. That means you can go to each one and register there. So keep that in mind as well, everybody. You got till the 28th to do that. Of course, this is for two tickets to the January 1st game versus the Packers versus the Vikings. Those are club tickets. It's going to be nice. Those are very nice seats. Mm-hmm. So get your name in there. And individuals will also receive a $50 gift card if you are the winner from each business as well. And then you'll be qualified for the big two-ticket giveaway for New Year's Day.
That's going to be so much fun. We now know that is definitely going to be a good game. I mean, it's hard to say that you know, one team could blow the other team out. I understand all that. I don't bet on anything in life. I'd bet on that game being a good one. Like, that's going to, especially with everything that's at stake. You know, you don't know these things when you purchase the package and, you know, all those things for a game. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool how that worked out.
Yeah, it's going to be neat.
It's going to be interesting. We'll talk more about that and plenty more when we come back here on Mornings at WFHR.